Good morning.
Morning.
So we got to get this right because the next time is not for another 20 years. So let's do it well. We'll go through some of the basic, a little bit of the background and then more of the halacha lemaisa when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. So starting from, the chronological order, Lel Bedika is always the night prior to when it usually is. We don't do the Bedika on the classic Lel Yudalid, which would be Friday night. Why don't we do Bedikas Chametz Friday night? What's the problem with that? So the requirement of Bedikas Chametz is it has to be L'Or HaNer, and you can't walk around with the candle. That's the Pashup Shot. Why don't we do it Friday during the day? Because the Or HaNer, we do it at night. So we were koveya that the Lel Bedika is the night before. But because that's the process, when it falls out like this, where we do the Bedika one night prior and the beer the next morning, so we treat it the same as any other Bedika with the bracha. You make the bracha al bir chametz, you do the Bedika, you find your chametz, you set it aside, and then the next morning, Friday, that's when you do bir chametz. Now, the only thing that's different this year is that when you're doing bir chametz, we still try, we'll see in the mechaber, to do it before the time of bir that's generally relevant, right? Before the end of the fifth hour, even though theoretically you could do it all day on Friday, because it's not really Erev Pesach. The only thing we do differently is we don't say the second kol chamira after the bir chametz. That we're going to save for the next day on Shabbos, prior to the Isser of owning chametz. So Bedika we do one night earlier, the beer we do the next day, which would be Friday. Interesting question is, when does the rabbi sell the chametz? Right, so that also generally takes place Erev Pesach, and you sell the chametz, where the sale should go into effect right before the Zman of Isser, meaning right before Jews are no longer allowed to own chametz. At that point, that's when the chalos of the sale takes place. That's how it usually happens. So the question is, what do you do this year, right? If we're selling it on Friday, so that means we don't own any chametz. If you don't own any chametz, how do you continue eating chametz on Friday, which you're allowed to do? And we'll see soon from the Mechaber that many people use regular challah for Friday night and Shabbos day. So you can't sell all of your chametz. So what's generally done, maybe even before what's generally done, there's a famous tshuva of Rabbi Akiva Eiger. Rabbi Akiva Eiger speaks about the case where maybe you're allowed to do a Maisa Kinyan from before Shabbos, and then you stipulate that even though we're doing the action of Kinyan now, on a Thursday or Friday, whenever it is, the effect of the Kinyan is not going to take place until Shabbos. And he questions there in his tshuva, is that a violation of doing Mekach or Memchar on Shabbos? Even though I'm not involved with it, but I'm setting it into motion, so is this considered like I'm involved with business on Shabbos? And he paskins, it's problematic. Now, why is it problematic? Because generally, anything you put into motion before Shabbos, if it continues doing malacha by itself on Shabbos, that's no problem, right? The classic cases we learn about in Reishon and Beis, where you turn on your irrigation system 3 minutes before Shkia, and the water starts flowing, and throughout Shabbos, it's actually watering your field, that's no problem, because I'm not doing anything now. I just put it into motion. So why is the Kinyan any different? I could do the Maisa Kinyan now. It's going into motion by itself on Shabbos. Why is that a violation of doing business on Shabbos? I'm not involved. So there's a tshuva of the Avnei Nezer and others where they explain the idea is like this. If let's say a person turns on the sprinklers right before Shabbos and then Chas V'Shalom, he drops dead. What happens to the water? Nothing. It keeps on doing its thing. It's not relying on you staying alive. You really have nothing to do with the irrigation system going on in your field right now. In contrast to a situation where you go through all of the steps of making a kinyan before Shabbos, but you stipulate it's only going into effect on Shabbos, if that person, God forbid, dies before the 12:55 when it was supposed to go into effect, does it still go into effect even though he's no longer living? It doesn't. So clearly, conceptually, you're still involved in that transaction, and that's why, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, you can't do a kinyan before Shabbos to have it take place on Shabbos. So when it comes to an Erev Pesach that falls on Shabbos, if we paskin like Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and many Achronim say we're at least concerned for Rabbi Akiva Eiger, that would not be a valid way around the issue.
Is the guy might die, or is it Shabbos? It's a different type of kinyan.
It's not that we're concerned that he's going to die. It's just using that extreme illustration to show you that he's still connected, he's still involved with what's happening on Shabbos, and that's why it's problematic. So what do most rabbis do practically? They sit down with the non-Jew on Friday, and they go through all of the classic kinyanim they generally go through with a shtar and kesev and chalipin and shaking of the hands and kinyan agav and kinyan chotzer. You name it, we do it, right? And the stipulation is that we want this kinyan to go into effect right before Shabbos starts. Right, so generally we'll say we want it to go into effect right before the Isser of Chametz kicks in Erev Pesach. In this case, we're saying we want it to go into effect right before Shabbos begins, and that takes away all of the practical issues. Meaning, I gave that shtar to the rabbi. I'm hoping he knows what he's doing and he's selling my chametz on my behalf. In the meantime, on Friday, I want to eat more chametz. I want to buy more chametz. No problem. Go for it. Your chametz has not been sold yet. Now, we assume you're getting everything you need before Shabbos because you can't purchase more chametz on Shabbos. So then, what we're basically doing is all your chametz will be sold that moment before Shabbos comes in, with one exception. With the exception of the chametz you're going to actually be using on Shabbos. Right. Now, and that's what the rabbi speaks out with the non-Jew. That's usually Torah Shebal Peh. That's just a verbal agreement. You don't have to use different shtaros. What's that? Well, the way it works is that officially the challah I'm keeping for Shabbos was never part of that kinyan. No. Well, basically the way it works is he's getting hundreds and hundreds of different people's chametz, and you're stipulating with him that within each household, whatever they want to maintain for themselves for the consumption of Shabbos, that's not going to be included in the sale. And the assumption is as well that he's not makbid. One second. So does that mean that it's selling everything except for $25 worth of chametz or $36? Nice. He's okay with that basic consideration. We get into braver questions. Here's the thing. I don't want to spend too much on all the intricacies of how to do the mechira. Practically speaking, that's what most rabbanim do. You sit down with the non-Jew on Friday, you do the regular kinyanim with the stipulation, it goes into effect right before Shabbos, and we're selling everything except for what these yidden want to hold on to consume on Shabbos. Let's go with that.
That doesn't fall back in. Like once this man comes on Shabbos, it's not that becomes part of the sale. You have to dispose of that.
Oh, right? Exactly. That chametz is fully yours, and it will never become the goy's. So that's why we're going to learn on Shabbos itself, before the Zman Isser, you have to make sure to dispose of all remaining chametz, and then you say your second kol chamira, where any chametz I'm not aware of, wherever it may be, I'm making it all hefker. Then all what? Well, the way it works is like this. It's a good question, just to repeat the question. If everything that I'm keeping for myself is not part of the sale, so then let's say I hold on to three challah rolls to have enough for Friday night and Shabbos day, And then there are a few crumbs left over. So you're saying conceptually you could argue those crumbs are included in the sale because they're not really for me? So it's a good question. Practically, it's not so pashut because, first of all, this was part of my chametz. And it happens to be I left over certain things, but to say l'mafreya, whatever I leave over, is now going to be part of the original sale, ze lo pashut, not so simple.
Why is clearing chamira on Shabbos considered okay? Because it's almost like you're giving up a possession that is like certain business.
Good question. But officially, just to say, I'm being meselik myself, I'm making this hefker, that would be okay. We're gonna get there. Let's jump into practically speaking. Is this a mechira technical question?
Yeah, because this is an actual problem, must be a problem.
Okay, let's hear.
I know when we have this situation, if somebody went away for Pesach, and their next door neighbor said, you know what, I forgot to put aside challah, and the next door neighbor was away, he said, you can go into my house and take the challah for Shabbos.
Okay. So that's a good question. In a situation like that, I forgot to set aside challah. I was so in the Pesach mode, I got rid of everything. Then I realized I don't have anything for Shabbos. So I call my neighbor who's away. Can I go into your house? Now they sold everything. They weren't maintaining anything for Shabbos. So am I allowed to use their challah? The question is, maybe it's a violation of Geneva because that was included in their sale. So maybe I'm stealing. Okay. Yeah, Lamaisa would be okay. It would be okay. For many reasons, it would be okay. Yes. Okay, that's a good question as well. Why don't we just make it very simple and straightforward? We're selling all of our chametz to the non-Jew, right? We're doing the Maisa Kinyan sometime Friday morning. It's going to take effect one moment before Shabbos comes in. And we're just making a stipulation that I'm allowed to eat the chametz that's officially yours over Shabbos. We have an obligation of having sudos, and we use challah for that. So you'll be mochel, you'll allow me to use your challah. That theoretically could work also. The only problem with that is then Shabbos day, you're no longer being mevatel any chametz that belongs to you, you could argue, because all the chametz now officially is the non-Jews. So there's no real bittul taking place, but it could work. All right, let's jump into the technicalities of what do we do? What do we do Friday night, Shabbos day? Everything until now was a discussion of what takes place behind the scenes. Hopefully everyone knows what they're doing and it works out. Says the Mechaber, this is the first page here, the Mishneh Berurah, Taf Mem Dalet, a siman that we might not really get into for the next 20 years. Unbelievable. Says the Mechaber, Yadalet Shechalius B'Shabbos Botkin Leil Yud Gimbal. When Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos, we do the Bedika Leil Yud Gimbal, which is Thursday night. And like we mentioned between Mincha and Maariv, the Tainus for Bechoros is also on Thursday. Mavarna HaKol Lifnei Shabbos, and then we destroy everything Friday before Shabbos comes in. Misharin Mozun Shtei Sudas L'Tzarech Shabbos. However, we hold on to, right, mazon meaning chametz, enough for two seudos for the purpose of Shabbos, Friday night and Shabbos day. De suda shlishis, how about the third suda? Zmana achara mincha. The Mechaber says, when it comes to shalashudas, you could only be mekayim the mitzvah of shalashudas if it's after the zman mincha. Zman mincha referring to mincha gedola, which is 6.5 hours from the beginning of the day. But at that point in time, then you're stuck. You can't use chametz anymore because after chatzos, there's now an issur deraisa. It's a lav, not yet a kores, but it's a lav of eating chametz on Erev Pesach, of eating chametz on Erev Pesach. So you can't have challah and you can't have matzah either. Why can't you have matzah? There's an isser of eating matzah the entire Erev Pesach. What's the reason behind the isser of eating matzah the entire Erev Pesach? So the poskim spell out that first of all, we require a heker. There should be a clear distinction that the matzah we're about to eat, Lel Seder, is the matzah l'shei mitzvah. And then we have this other consideration of wanting to eat the matzah b'teyavon. It should be with the geshmak appetite. And eating matzah erev Pesach could take away that appetite. When does that iser start? On erev Pesach. So the Mishnah Berurah on Tav Samech Beis says it starts from Alos HaShachar. So it's a mashma from the Mishnah Berurah, theoretically, in the evening, even though officially it's Erev Pesach, but Lel Erev Pesach, there would not be an Isser of eating matzah. So potentially you could argue, for your Friday night Suda, you could use real matzah. However, not all poskim agree to the Mishnah Berurah, and there are many Achronim who say that the Isser of eating matzah and Erev Pesach applies even from the evening. So the general meaning of Klal Yisrael is that we do not eat regular matzah that you could be yotzei the mitzvah of matzah with the entire Erev Pesach. So just to spell out where we're holding. So when it comes to Friday night and Shabbos day, using regular challah would be okay. Friday night, no problem. Shabbos day, we'll see in a moment, as long as you're eating your challah before the Isser Achilas Chametz kicks in, which is the end of the fourth hour, as long as you're eating your challah before that time, all is good. Shalashudas, though, you have a problem. Because Shalashudas, the Mechaber is of the opinion, you can only be Yotze after Mincha Gedola. And after Mincha Gedola, which is a half hour after Chatzos, there's an Isser Deraisa of eating Chametz, I can't have challah. And there's an Isser the entire day of eating matzah. So what do I do for Shalashudas? We'll get there. So there are different minhagim. Some of the minhag not to eat matzah from Rosh Chodesh Nisan, yes. Some of the minhag shloshim yom kodem mechag, but those are minhagim. Minhadin, it's only aser erev Pesach. Okay, so what do you do for shalashudas? Says the mechaber. So ella b'matzah ashira, we use matzah ashira. Literally, that means wealthy matzah, because lechem oni, poor man's bread, is regular matzah. Matzah shira, wealthy matzah, is matzah that's made with mei peros. So if you have matzah that's made with fruit juice, you cannot be mekayim your mitzvah of eating matzah with that on Pesach. So it sounds like the Mechaber is teaching us it's not chametz, because l'mais it's baked in the same way as matzah, and we don't assume chimutz will happen. The leavening process is not going to take place. Okay, so it's not chametz, you're allowed to have it after chatzos. And even though it kind of tastes like matzah, usually a lot better, right, and looks like matzah, but you don't have the iser of eating matzah erev Pesach, because that iser is limited to eating real matzah that you could be mekayim your mitzvah of achilas matzah with. So the best suggestion I have, says the Mechaber, is for shalashudis, you should eat matzah ashira, right, eat egg matzah. So let's finish up the next line, right? He says, "Eat matzah ashira v'tzarech la'asosa kodem shah asiris." However, even with matzah ashira, with egg matzah, you're allowed to have it after chatzos, no problem. The only restriction with egg matzah is you can't have it after the beginning of the 10th hour, because at that point in time, it's already too close for comfort. Because it still very much does taste like matzah, and therefore getting too close to the Seder, you can't even have egg matzah after the beginning of the 10th hour. And therefore the Mechaber says, but no problem, just have shalashudas after Mincha Gedola, before the beginning of the 10th hour, and use egg matzah, and everything is simple and straightforward. You're not supposed to have a massive suda, but yes, a regular suda. Now, let me ask you a very basic question. For most people, would it make life more difficult and more anxious and more stressful to hold on to challah and somehow try to eat challah Friday night and Shabbos day, even though everything else is ready for Pesach? Or are most people totally fine with that? We know exactly what we're doing. It doesn't bother us. We know we're going to eat the bread. We're going to sweep away the crumbs. No problem. It causes a lot of anxiety. So if the mechaber is okay with eating egg matzah throughout, so why do you have to hold on to regular challah to use for Friday night and Shabbos day? Just use egg matzah Friday night, Shabbos morning, and Shalosh Shudas, and then there's no problem with anything. Don't have to be concerned about crumbs. What menuchas ha-nefesh? What simchas ha-chayim? Right? Don't have to go outside on the porch and then everyone's brushing themselves off. How well do I have to clean my teeth afterwards? These are real questions that come up. You can skip the whole thing. So let me ask you a question like this. What bracha do you make on egg matzah? Oh. Okay. Okay, well, we know there's a debate between Ashkenazim and Svardim throughout the year as to what bracha you make on regular matzah. Svardim, outside of Pesach, they always make a mezonos on regular matzah. And it makes sense. It's a big cracker. It's a possible bekisnin, which means if you want to sit down for lunch and have 8 matzos, so then obviously you'll wash and bench. Just like if you were to sit down for lunch and have a 9x13 chocolate cake, right? You wash and bench. But it's really mezonos. Only on Pesach, the Svardim say that matzah is transformed to hamotzi. So that's a good question, but it seems like because there's a mitzvah of consumption of matzah, and matzah becomes more of the Suda type of food, it's elevated to hamotzi on Pesach. Ashkenazim are of the opinion that once it's elevated to hamotzi on Pesach, the Marsham explains this in the Tshuva, is that memela throughout the entire year, matzah always has the status of hamotzi. So that's a machlokus, Ashkenazim and Svardim. However, when it comes to egg matzah, it's very likely that even Ashkenazim would agree, if you're just having a snack with, you know, a few pieces of egg matzah, you're just making mezonos ala michya. And the mechaber would for sure say that. So pashut pshat of the mechaber, I would suggest, is like this. You have to have 3 seudos. Friday night, is there an option of, you know what, don't have bread, just have some mezonos? No, it has to be a real seuda. Shabbos morning, it's the same thing. It's a requirement of a real suda. That means lechem. Okay, so I can't have matzah because matzah is aser erev Pesach. So I could have regular challah Friday night, Shabbos day before this man is rechilas chametz. But if I can't be mekayim shalosh shudas until after chatzos, so matzah is always out. And now I can't have regular chametz. What do? Have egg matzah. What bracha do I make? Make a mezonos. That's what the Mechaber is saying. Because when it comes to Shalosh Shudas, we know that really, ideally, you want to have a kezias of anything that's considered lechem. However, there are many poskim who are of the opinion that even if you don't have bread, but you have in mind to have some mezonos, boser, dogim, yirokos, peros, that would also be a kiyum of Shalosh Shudas. Generally, we're encouraged not to rely on the bidyevet options and have a kezias of challah. But on Erev Pesach, where it's not shaykh to have a kezias of anything that's considered lechem, what the Mechaber is doing, he's telling us, have matzah, shira, finish it before the beginning of the 10th hour, make a mezonos and alamichya, call it a day. And that's why he can't bring it for an eitzah for Friday night and Shabbos day. Beautiful, beautiful, right? That's what the Mechaber is saying. What's that? Yeah, and he's saying, after chatzos, you would eat matzah, shira. You can't do matzah shira after the beginning of the 10th hour. So you have a small window between 6.5 hours from the beginning of the day until the beginning of the 10th hour. Within that window, says the Mechaber, eat egg matzah, say mezonos ala mechia, and stop hacking. That's what he would say. It is. Chatzos is 6 hours. Mincha Gedola is 6.5 hours. Anytime after Mincha Gedola, you could have Shalosh Shudas. With matzah shira, according to the Mechaber, yes. Because really there's an obligation Friday night and Shabbos day to have a real suda. And a real suda means lechem. So that's why he would never suggest eating egg matzah for Friday night or Shabbos day.
You just said that if you have enough, you can wash the bench.
But it's not realistic to have a whole massive thing of matzah shira.
Is the fruit as good as egg matzah?
So no, better, the reason why the Mechaber is suggesting egg matzah in contrast to have an apple is because generally speaking, having mizonos is still more lechatchila for shalosh shudos than having peiros and yirokos. Question, yes. We're gonna get there. That's the Magen Avraham. We're gonna address that in a moment. Yes. And boy, put it into water. Yes. Yes. Right. He's quoting Rav Avadya, who says that if you could take regular matzah and then you could just put it into water enough where it would lose the bracha. It would still be lechem, but it wouldn't be matzah you could use for the Seder. The reason why I don't suggest that is because I'm not Svardi. No. But it's also, it's a very difficult etzah. You really have to know what you're doing, right? Where I'm dipping it in water enough where it makes it, it's no longer shayach to use for the chiv of matzah, but not a simple suggestion. Okay. Rabbi Isai, I want to go a little bit further because this is all the Mechaber's world. Let's jump into the world of the Ramah. Hagah, now we go to the next page. Ubedinas elu shei nogim le'echol matzah shira. So the Ramah in Taf Samech Beis writes that the minig of Ashkenazim is we don't eat egg matzah all throughout Pesach. And the reason for that is the Ramah was concerned for a minority view in the Rishonim that even egg matzah could have a concern of chametz. So, although we don't treat it literally as chametz, we're not really concerned, but at least l'chadchila, we say you should avoid egg matzah unless there's a shasid chak, a chola, a zakein, someone who really needs it, they're allowed to have it. But in the world of the Ramah, because generally we view egg matzah in the category as at least the concern for chametz, so when would we stop eating egg matzah on Erev Pesach? The same time we would stop eating chametz on Erev Pesach. So just to be a little bit nogei l'maisa. Shmura matzah. So what? Okay, so that's a good question. That's a tough Samach based question. You're saying, why is it there not a way for Ashkenazim to get around that concern? Ayin Shom Vadu Ketiv. It's a good question. But just to use some of the real Zmanim here. Let's say for this year, the Isser Achilas Chametz is 11:14, according to the Gro. So at 11:14, both Svardim and Ashkenazim would say you can no longer have Challah. Am I allowed to have matzah shira? The Mechaber would say, sure, you could have it up until the beginning of the 10th hour. The Ramah would say, because we treat it, at least l'chadchila, as chametz, at 11:14, you can no longer have chametz and you can no longer have matzah shira. So what that does is the only eitzah we had for shalosh shudos is now gone. You can't do challah, it's after the Zman Isser. You can't do real matzah. And you can't do matzah shira according to the Ramah either because we view it as chametz. So what do I do for shalosh shudos? Says the Ramah, Yekayim suda shlishis b'minei peros o basar v'dogim. Like we learned about in Reish Tzadi Aleph, that you're right, I would never give the eitz of the Mechaber to say use egg matzah, but what do you do for shalosh shudos? You would do something else. You would have a permissible mizonos. What's a permissible mizonos? On Erev Pesach, Kanedalach. This is where Kanedalach come into play, right? Ein lecha davar she'ein lo makom. State of Mishnah Novos, right? Where did Kanedalach come in to mamish save the day? When it's Erev Pesach and you're craving some mizonos. I'm not going to have enough carbs over the next 8 days. I want a little bit before as well. So no problem. You could eat matzah balls, because matzah balls, there, even though they're made of regular matzah meal, and I can't have matzah, but matzah that's mevushal, matzah that's cooked in water, or if it's deep fried, that's not considered in the category of matzah. Well, the Mishnah Berurah points this out. The Rama does say that you could be Mekayim b'minei peros or baser v'dagim. So the Mishnah Berurah says that really more l'chadchila would be to actually do mizonos. What kind of mizonos could I possibly have? Matzah balls. Because it's made from matzah, so you make a mizonos. But even if you were to have 20 matzah balls, right? Not recommended ever. But if you were to do that, you would still just say mizonos and alamichya, just like noodles. It's not in the bread-like category. So even those who are makbid on gerucks, Erev Pesach, were more makel, yes. But it comes out like this. According to their ma, it could have matzah ball up until when? That's also only until the beginning of the 10th hour, right? Or you could have basar, dogim, or fruits and vegetables, and that's how you would do shalashudas according to the Rama. Okay. All opinions are what? No, so after the beginning of the 10th hour, so even the Mechaber who allows egg matzah most of the day, you can no longer have egg matzah, and the Rama who says you could have matzah balls, from the beginning of the 10th hour, you can't have anything that's made from matzah meal. However, even after the 10th hour, you could still have, if you want to, you know, toa meha, right? Toa meha, you could always, you know, think of, in religious terms, that I'm tasting the brisket. Because the mice, it's a mitzvah. But you could taste the brisket. You could have some chicken. You could have some peros and irokos. The Mishnah Berurah does caution, don't fill yourself up to the point you're not going to have an appetite for the Seder. But I think for many of us, by the time you get to the food in the Seder, you'll have an appetite. Just, you know, be roes and nolad. So all is beautiful in the world of the Mechaber and the world of the Rama. Of what?
A fruit, let's say.
Kazayas, yeah. That's right. Okay. For any era of Pesach, you're always allowed to have cooked matzah meal. Yeah. So I do want to point out, though that would be different. I do want to point out, though, that if you have cake that's made with matzah meal, so there the assumption of the postgame is, even though that doesn't taste like matzah at all, but because it's made from real matzah and it's baked, it's not cooked, so that we're knowing to avoid the entire Erev Pesach, just like we avoid regular matzah the entire Erev Pesach. However, if you're eating a cake that's made from potato starch, cottonseed oil, sugar, corn starch, right? Probably not corn starch, right? Tapioca. So that would be mutter all day. Oh, it's a good shaila, but it sounds like part of this din of avoiding matzah is anything that's baked from matzah, we stay away from Erev Pesach. Okay, what I want to do now is address what Rabbi Hech said. He already left. Okay, no need to address it. He was talking about this idea of splitting the morning suda. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from Achronim, and the Gra likes this suggestion, which is, there is an opinion that you could be Mekayim Shalashudas even before the Zman of Mincha Gedola, right? At any time. As long as you have three meals over Shabbos, you're Yotze. So if that's true, so then you could do as follows. Friday night, I'll have regular challah, no problem. Shabbos day, daven early. Every shul in the world is going to be davening Hashkama 7-ish. You get home at 9:30, you wash, you have challah, you have some fish, a few dips, and then you bench. That's one suda right there. And then you're mafsik. What does that mean to be mafsik? You have some level of interruption. The Chazon Ish writes it should be at least chatzi shah, like a real half hour. Maybe go outside for a walk, do something else, and then you come back to the table. And then you wash again, and it's still before 11:14. So I'll wash again and have more challah. And this way I'm being Mekayim Shalashudas in the most ideal fashion, or I'm having real lechem. And that way I'm having real lechem for all three meals. So according to the Mechaber and Pashup Shad, according to the Ramah, that wouldn't work. because they seem to be both on the team. You could only do Shalashudas after Micha Gadola. But there are other Achorim who argue on that, and that's where this concept comes from of splitting the meal. There's one major concern with this, and the Mishnah Berurah points this out, is that even if you're willing to say, I'm going to rely on those poskim, you could be Mekayim Shalashudas before Zman Mincha, you have to really know how to split the meal in a way where it's not going to be a bracha sheino tzricha. Right? If you sit down at 9:30, or let's say things are running a little bit late and now it's getting tight, we're getting close to this 11:14 deadline, so we're quickly going to wash and have the first meal and then do some kind of hefsik, but not really a hefsik, and then come back and wash again. It's only 13 minutes later. Likely you're running into real issues of a bracha sheino tzricha. So you have to be careful with that.
Can you split the meal on Friday night instead of Shabbos morning? Yes, you'd have more time.
It's a good question. No.
Okay.
I don't think so. Why? I'm not sure. Uh-huh. Could be you need two meals at least on the day itself. Good question, though. What we're saying, though, as of now, we have two options for Ashkenazim. We have two options what to do for Shalashudas.
Which is the better option?
Which is the better option? You can do both if you want to. What's the better option? So, Ramosha went like the Rama, and he would encourage people not to be mechalek the suda, because we don't know if you're really being mekayim shalashudas, and you run into the question of bracha shena tzricha. So, what I tell people is just easier following the Rama. Have a regular suda, don't be rushed. You want to have challah for Shabbos morning, you have challah for Shabbos morning. And as long as you're done with challah, by the time of the Zman Isra Achilas Chametz, you're allowed to continue your suda. It should be a regular, normal suda. And then at some point in the afternoon, you'll sit down with a few matzo balls, right? Or you'll sit down with dagim and basar. And that's probably the easier way of being Mekayim Shalashudis. I don't think so. Wait, benching, what do you mean?
In fact, by the time you get to benching, let's just say you have one suda, you keep going until 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
By that time, already you washed that time that you could eat challah. Now you can't eat challah anymore. Is that affecting your ability to bench?
No, it makes no difference.
But the fast, right? You can bench at the fast times, right?
I'm saying, but the fact is, even though now I can't have challah, but I'm still benching, I have a requirement to thank Hashem for the svia that came through the challah. That's fine. Can you make it more entertaining like Shalashudas?
Since that's only valid if you could be okay Shalashudas currently, but that might be available, is there a side that the Rav of the Milsa, you should also do the Matzah Ball or the Boss of Duggan later in the day?
Oh, so that was a suggestion of Mrs. Goldstein that you could do both. Lemaisa, this is already getting into like, it's a zechumro. It's shalashudas. You've mekayim shalashudas. You have two valid ways of doing it. I don't think you have to make yourself crazy to feel like if I want to be a good person, I should really do both. You pick one way and do that one way well, and call it a day. That's what I would say.
What happens if you don't do shalashudas?
What's the raya to what I'm saying, by the way? Lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't say. The Rav Chada Milsa, you should do both, right? Sometimes when there's a debate in the Achronim, he'll conclude by saying, if it's Efshe L'Kayim Shneim, do both. He doesn't say that. I think the feeling that's coming from the Mishnah Berurah is these are both valid ways of doing it. You have the Rama, you have the Gra. Pick your Derech and do it well. I do want to address one more very practical question.
Then you're Chabad.
Makes no difference what you do the whole year. At least I should try to do it right on the Shabbos Erev Pesach, you know?
What are you trying to say, Chaim? What are you trying to say?
It's a
double.
Yeah. Right, so there is that discussion that if you're dividing the meal into two, so the way it's always been done is that the first meal is really something pretty small, and then you wash and bench, and then the second one, which you really shalosh shudas, is more your main one. So there are poskim who have brought up that issue of like Shabbos day should be the ikar suda. However, the answer seems to be those who have the minig of being mechalek their suda. The minig was in Europe and still is, and Rav Moshe writes about this in other gedolei poskim, that you just wash, you have something small, you're mekayim your second suda, and then you have your third suda. Doesn't seem like we're overly concerned about that consideration. I do want to add one more point though, because up until here, it seems like even though now we have three different options for shalosh shudas, we have the mechaber who says you should eat egg matzah anytime until the beginning of the 10th hour. You have the Ramah who says just have peros, yirokos, basar v'dogim. You have the Gra who says you can be mechalek your first suda into two. But everyone's assuming that, at least for Friday night and Shabbos day, you're having real lechem. Is there any tzad to say, I want to have egg matzah for Friday night and Shabbos morning as well? So the reason why the Mechaber didn't suggest that is because it's not really bread. So could you make the argument that maybe we agree that it's possible kisnin? And if you're just having a few bites of egg matzah for a snack, you would make mizonos. However, we know the Magen Avraham in Kuf Samech Ches, that's the whole discussion about Pasu B'Kisnin, he writes that if you're having Pasu B'Kisnin, you're not having a whole volume worth of a suda, but you're still having, you know, a decent amount. And besides these 15 crackers, you're also having cholent, and potatoes, and meat, and salad, and the maisa overall, you're definitely having an entire meal. Says the Magen Avraham, that's enough to be koveya this possible kisnin, to give it the status of hamotzi. Meaning pashub shad is, you have to eat the volume of a meal of the possible kisnin to transform the mizonos into hamotzi. But the Magen Avraham tells us, no, even if the mizonos by itself is not the volume of a meal, if altogether it's mamish, a whole suda, then you would still wash, say hamotzi, and you could bench. The whole year, that's how the Magen Avraham paskins. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, if you hold of the Magen Avraham, then potentially there is an eitzah of using egg matzah for Friday night and Shabbos morning also. I want to avoid having any chametz around my Pesach kitchen. So I'll have egg matzah. And because I'm eating it together with an entire suda, so then it is hamotzi. Rav Moshe adds one other svara as to why it would make sense to consider egg matzah hamotzi, at least in this context, is because you're having it to be mekayim your chiyuv suda Shabbos. The fact that this is, you know, l'shei mitzvahs oneg Shabbos, suda Shabbos, that itself uplifts the pasuk v'kisnan to a higher level. Where do we find this idea? Okay, okay, nice angle. I wasn't thinking of that. Pizza, but so pizza. Oh, we can't even get into pizza. I just I'll pretend I didn't hear that. Okay. Oh, yes, that's what I was thinking. Also, there's a whole discussion when you're having possibly kisnin in a sukkah. How much do you have to be able to say the bracha of leishev b'sukkah? So if you're just having a little snack, a little muffin and a coffee, you wouldn't say leishev b'sukkah. But if it's Shabbos morning and you go out into the sukkah and you make kiddush there, and in order to be mekayim, the idea of kiddush b'makom suda, you're having a little mizonos, that mizonos becomes uplifted to a real kavias, and you say the bracha of leishev b'sukkah. So,
you would say it on the yayin itself?
Well, when you say it is a discussion, but the bottom line is, it's deserving of a leishev at some point, because this has a din of a suda. So Rav Moshe basically says like this, if you want to, and his language is interesting, he says, for those who would rather not have chametz in their house, around their Pesach kitchen, and it's going to be way too anxiety provoking, so the eitz is just use egg matzah. Use egg matzah Friday night, use egg matzah Shabbos morning, and then shalosh shudas, do like the Ramah, for Ashkenazim, he would say, do like the Ramah, have peros yirokos. Why am I allowed to do egg matzah Friday night, Shabbos day? You rely on the Magen Avraham, And you're relying on this idea that because it's for the Suda, it's uplifting this into a real Hamotzi. It's interesting, though, you speak to the Mishpacha of Rav Moshe, the Feinstein family, they'll tell you that he himself always had a regular challah, Friday night, Shabbos day, in a situation like this. He had regular challah because he felt it was more covered Shabbos to have regular challah than to be eating egg matzah. And it didn't make him too nervous because he knew what to do. All right, but he does write in the tshuva that you are allowed to do that. What's that?
Based on the wife.
That's true. That's true. Sometimes the husbands have anxiety.
How do you probably dispose of those extra challah?
Okay, so maybe this is the last thing we'll touch upon. If a person does want to use challah for religious reasons, I want to be like Rav Moshe Feinstein, right? Or Stam, I just like challah a lot better. I'm going to go 8 days without it. So you could use challah Friday night, Shabbos day. The main thing is before 11:14, you want to make sure that you're done eating the challah. And then before 12:17, that's going to be the Zman where the Isser of owning chametz comes into play. Before 12:17, you want to make sure to get rid of all remaining challah and to say your second kol chamira. How do you get rid of the challah practically? So one idea is to be roes and olad. Before that Shabbos, don't come home with one of those chasana challahs, right? You buy a few little rolls. Some people prefer using a bag of pitas. They don't have as much crumbs. So, you know, you're basically finishing off the chametz. Any leftover crumbs, so the poskim speak about disposing of them in the Beis HaKise, right? Crumbling them up, flushing them down, and that way I'm officially being Mekayim Tashbisu, I'm getting rid of the chametz before 12:17. If theoretically you have, you know, a lot of chametz left over, for some reason you did buy the chas and the challah before that Shabbos, so you have this much of a challah left over, it's going to be hard to just put it in the Beis HaKise. And then what do you tell the plumber later, right? One of my kids, they always put the bread down there. Right. It's a religious ritual, yes. So, because we have the great fortune of having garbage cans that don't belong to us, but they belong to the city, so if you can't flush it down the toilet, the next best option would be to throw it in your outside garbage can.
What about the neighbor?
That would be okay as well. That'd be okay as well. It's a little bit strange though, right? You have like the half of the rollover. Jimmy, I just want to, just because I love you, you could have it. But that would work. 100%. So if it's in your actual property, then little tiny crumbs to sweep outside is not a problem. There the post can say, we assume they're going to be gone with the wind. But if it's mamish, like whole pieces of bread, it reminds me of walking down the street, you know, in Queens. For some reason, everyone does this, right? They have like these massive, like whole things of bagels and challah, and they don't want to throw it away because issues of throwing away bread, so they just like leave it on the curb. And somehow that's a religious expression of. Anyway, wishing everyone a wonderful Zis and Pesach. Shkoyach.